Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
Today we'll be talking about something very important. So 25 questions, and I would like you to pay attention. I will read them out, and they will now start talking about it. So I sat down one day to just check about the average youth we have in the church, or not just only in the church, in our society, the thoughts that come to their hearts, some that come to church and some that don't come to church at all. Many of them have some reasons. Some reasons may not be too important. Some are not important. Some are to them. But even the ones that are not important, you can obviously see that it's important to some of them. And that's the reason that affects their faith. Many of them are born into Christian homes. Some of them are even having Christian names, but they don't really want to identify with things like that. So the society, elderly people, young people, everybody have some reasons why some of them want to take anything that has to do with God as whether not existing, or just take it at a level that they just can control. So there are some questions, and I was able to write down some 25 questions that are common in the heart of people in our generation. One of it is, one, is what if there's no God, and it just makes us to feel like there's God. So after sitting down sometimes and think, this is very scholastic topic we are going to have, so that's why I need the attention. Some of you may have those questions in your heart sometimes. You see it as blasphemy if you say it. But deep down, you have those, you are not saying those thoughts to the extent that it's choosing the decision making to make. What if there's no God and they just actually give us a picture that there's somebody called God? What if it's just actually nobody called God? So we have many theories. Some leaders are like God. And some people believe they are the God of their own. And I'm the God of myself. We have many people like that. And another one is, they talk about miracles. What if there's nothing like miracles? Seeing the fact that we even have plenty irresponsible pastors, prophets, apostles that we cannot trust their character. We cannot trust a lot of things. They have been acting miracles for so long before we believe. I remember the fact that they were staging the miracles. They are not real. And why would we not believe that it's real anyway? It may be like we have not caught those people. Some people even talk about the Red Sea. I forget about it. There's nothing like miracle of Red Sea. Red Sea is not that deep. It is a shallow sea. So they are just trying to make us have this. There's nobody like Moses. They are just fictional stories given to make us bound in bondage of religion. What if... let me leave that. And that question is, what if God doesn't bless anyone? Everything is about hard work. There's nothing like God blessing anyone. So let people focus on their factory work. Let people focus on anything. There's nothing like God blessing anybody. It is not real. It's just your hard work. Praise God. Another one is, what if devil is God? Now, we have seen that in plenty industries, and we have also seen that in many places, that they believe that God actually is the devil. The devil is the God. That obviously, God did something in the Bible that look like devil and to them. And devil actually is not a bad person like people think. He has made many people rich. And God is not making anybody successful. That's how their belief is. And that one is why, what if there is no life after now? And we are deceiving ourselves that there is life after now. It doesn't look like that. That there will be life after now. So, whether there is heaven, whether there is hell, there is nothing like that. Praise God. That's that. And that one is, what if morality is a way of preventing us from enjoying ourselves in this world? What I mean by that is, they told us not to sleep with girls, they told us not to smoke, they told us not to enjoy ourselves. What if it's a lie that God is never counting that? After all, Solomon slept with 1,000 women. That's the one they could count. Plenty people drank different things in the Bible and God will not kill them. So what if that? What if Christianity is to colonize Africans? It was brought by Africans and we saw that the Jesus that was showing us is a white Jesus. You see the pictures around. We don't see anything like African, the European. And what if it was, since this white people did not really love us, and they came with the mindset to colonize us, and they gave us everything that they would have to be in control over us. So what, how we trust Christianity is coming from them. That's another thing people think about, and that's why we see a lot of musicians in Nigeria saying there's nothing like Christianity. Better go back to your village. We know some men like that that have shrine in Lagos, that they say there's nothing like Christianity. It was from the whites. So we'll be talking about that. We have professors that have gray hair, white hair. They are very close to their grave. Still, they are still believing that there's no God because it's a plot of the Europeans to tame us. What if life comes down to luck? It's just about luck. Whether you make it in life or not, it's just luck. What if it's a game? What if it's a plot God used to just control people? What if people don't get healed or get any miracles? It's just psychological. If it is healing, it's true. Why is it that some people are healed? Some people are not healed in some meetings. Some people pray, they get healed. Some people pray, they not get healed. Whether it's just psychology of their mind. It's not God. And I'm very sure these questions are in the life of many people, elderly people in the church, young people in the church. Just say, this is a lie. And these things are silent questions people don't ask. But that's actually why you see people rebellious to the Christian faith, rebellious to their own Christian life, and that's why they never take God serious. They have some thoughts that people have not answered, and most times they will never ask it. So sometimes we may be able to. So, what if Jesus Christ is not the only way to God? Or if there are other ways to God? And we just said, I know about a man that when he was in his prime, he talks about God, Jesus Christ is the only way, but after a while, became so rich and became blessed, and he just thought about it one day that actually it's a lie. That Jesus Christ is not the only way to God. Please close this other door. What if Jesus Christ is the concept of the Catholic? You understand? The Catholic Church. What if Jesus Christ is the only concept, is a concept from the Catholic? And what I mean by that is that following the history of the Catholic, some of them are very dark. If they are the one telling us about Christian faith, then since the origin, people that gave it to us are that terrible. What about if this is false one? We have heard about the most popular Bible that we use, called King James Bible, the King James version of the Bible. We heard about some dark things about the man himself. King James, some people believe he's a gay. He has wives, women, but he had some about three men that are sexual partners. Like people said, we don't know whether that's true, but that's the history of some places. And we had even a relationship with relations with his own mother. So if that's the person that is giving us Bible we are reading, how is that possible for us to say Christian faith is pure? And it may just be a plot in the first place again, since it was empowered by the Catholic. What if the Bible is not complete, or even if it is not real? People, many people believe that anybody like King David, Job, Moses, they are actually not real figures in the Bible. They are just put there as story lines. Just give them the names. We are going on. They are 25. What if people that are gays, LGBT, the way they explain it, these guys actually look like they are truly sincere. What if they have innate to them, like it is just their nature and there's nothing they can do about it, and that's how God created them, that's how God loves them. What if we are condemning people we should not condemn? What if that's how they are? Condemning the acts that they are gays, they are sleeping with people. They just woke up, they were born that way and start having that feeling. What if they are not actually lying? And that's how they are made. I will try my best to answer these questions. I pray that God will give all of us the patience, and I will try to be fast to touch them if I cannot finish it today, whether I'm that time. What if all these pastors that are preaching to us have dark secrets that I have not known? Why should we trust any one of them? What if we don't need prayers? We just need to focus on hard work. Just like one of the presidential candidates of Nigeria told us to open factories for vigil. Instead of vigil, we should replace it with factories in the night where people can work all night. What if that's our solution in this country? What if I reject God and discover when I die that Jesus Christ is truly the way to God and I did not accept Him here? If God is truly love, should He throw me inside hell? If God is love, that means I will still make heaven. That's some claim of some people. And all of us are children of God in the first place, like people say. So why did God create hell? If He doesn't plan to put people there, why did God create hell? He knows the end from the beginning. So if He created hell, that means He is aware that people will be thrown in hell. And if it's love, will He do that? Why did God create the devil if He knows that He will still betray him? Why did God not answer our prayer every time? Why does He not answer our prayer every time? Why do people threaten God? And God cannot do anything if He is alive. These are questions people will think sometimes in the corner of their room. These things. Oh, no, this is what I said. Well, don't let me be blasphemous. There's a guy that said, if Jesus Christ is true, if God is real, I'm going to the airport. I'm traveling now. I'll be entering the plane now. Let me have plane crash. I challenge you, God. Let me have plane crash if you are alive. So Christians will be like, why is that? That person did not die now. There should be plane crash to prove that it's God. You understand? You see some people that will say, okay, this useless person that they call God, BTC, is a foolish, useless person. If you are truly God, do to me, give me. I will see them, they are having more money. They are becoming more successful. People will not be like, there's nothing like God in the first place. Finally, what if the real faith is able to follow is our old traditional worships, our Ogun, our Shango, that's what they believe that we should worship since. Even Father Abraham was caught from idolatry. So why is it? What if idolatry is our African faith? I've seen somebody that is serving God, praying in tongues, and later just discover that, see, this thing is not true. Let us go back to our religion. Let's go back to our roots. And they are back there. These are actually the questions. They are the 25 questions that people actually have in their hearts. They are more than that. I just told you there are some of them that I was able to just think. Other one can know about other questions in the heart of people. They affect faith. What if this praying in tongues is just a way to deceive people or it's demonic or anything like that? So we'll talk about some of them. Now, some people said there's no God and it's very, very amazing to know that. And it is not surprising because Bible has already talked about it. Bible said it. Truly, you can see that in the Bible. The Bible said anyone that says that is not actually lying. If that person said there's no God. But the Bible said the person is saying his own truth because he's a fool. It's only a fool that says there's no God. So if anybody nonsense that thought, he may not be wrong to himself. He may have proofs, claims, and explanations for it, but doesn't stop the fact that he's so foolish. And I said it, I am a young man that believes so much in study, in science, and a lot of things. But I have discovered that the more people grow in the educational ladder of their life, the more foolish they are. The closer, the more degrees you have, the more foolish you can be if you are actually not close to God. So you will have more reasons to be more foolish and foolish and foolish. And that's why we have seen professors, very shameful professors that proving that there's no God using science, which there's nothing that we're trying to prove God like science. Science is what talks more about God, but that's what they see because of the blindness of their hearts. So the fools believe there's no God. I would like to point some things to you this morning. Let me see things like There's a man, Professor Cho. I think you know him. You know Professor Cho? I will not mention his full name, but you know who I'm talking about. So, he has gray hair and is close to his death, but he's going to the grave as a fool. This is your own claim. The Europeans lied to us, and people are believing. How is it that you are so foolish that you can believe the Europeans? They colonized you, they took away your goods, took away the things that you had. They did not know that you had other resources like petroleum. That's why they left. If they knew, they would not have gone back. And that's true. So the Europeans, after a while, they are the ones that brought faith. Why? They know if we can give these people who are colonizing faith, and we can teach them that you should not fight, you should not do this, you should not do that, we'll be able to colonize them. If they want to affect us or fight against us, and we can preach the word of God to them, they will know that we should not fight. Let us just pray. Let us just be for peace. So truly, the idea of the Europeans giving us Christianity, most of them, their idea is demonic. It's not because they want us to be Christians. They want to use it to tame us. So, you cannot play on that and say, then it is not good. Then they formed it. Let us do away with anything European. Let us do away with them. Let us go back for our things. We are doing fine before them. How foolish can somebody be? You that you are speaking, one of the clothes they are wearing is European clothes. Foolish them. They are using a phone. Is it your king that did that? Or your grandfather? To make it more hypocritical, some of them got noble laureates from these so-called white people. It's not Nigerians that give people that. You got all those things. In fact, most of them don't live in Nigeria. You got all these things from those people. You got money, you got house, you got recognition, and you are proud of it. Is it not what they gave you that you are using to torment other professors in Nigeria? You got all those things. It's just that you don't want to go to hell. Most of them. So there are other things you accepted that are even more demonic, that are ungodly, that you accepted, that you are living with. We see some that has a shrine there and say there's no God. There's nothing like that. He has a shrine. For you to have the shrine, you believe in the supernatural realm. You believe in the supernatural realm. And you are always around there. Don't believe them when they speak. Some of them know exactly what they're talking about. Let me tell you about one atheist. It's a very terrible atheist. He hates God, talks so much about God negatively. You cannot stop the vacuum in the heart of a man. That it's only God that can feel. You cannot feel it with any other thing. When this man wanted to die, after he died, they found out that he has been reading the Bible. They saw the Bible under his bed. He was so ashamed to read the Bible, but he knows that he's afraid. Go and look at every youth outside this place that said there's no God. Deep down them, they're not trying to be acting like a bad boy or this thing. There's nothing like that. I'm not saying they will smoke and do other kind of things. So, deep down, they know they are doing something wrong, but they are trying to silence the voice. It will eventually be silenced. But the fact is that will not fill any vacuum. Stubbornness doesn't fill that vacuum. Everything that has to do with life comes from God. So you cannot tell me that you have a life outside God and you have a lifestyle outside God, but you have life. This is the reason why marriage cannot work. This person that gave us life is the one that designed marriage. You now want to do it against him. That's why we see plenty of divorces. This is how you see how they raise children. Two goats cannot raise a good cannot raise a sheep. You ritualist marry a prostitute. and you still want to give birth to the next leaders of another generation, how will it work? Like I said, it's one of the purest men and women you can find, the best of them at that time that you could find naturally, were the old generations, those ones that are getting old now, or the ones that are past, and the ones that are now very old. They are the purest that you can get naturally. If they have struggles, serious struggles maritally, imagine what our own generation we have. When there's nothing like character, when there's nothing like integrity, and the young man can tell you, see, I don't care how fast I get my money. I don't care what I do to anybody. I don't care what. That is actually the society we find ourselves. But they care. Because God did not create our life to be like that. That's why you see that a guy that is duping people for a living, when they dupe him, he pains him, he starts crying. Why? He knows there's something that cannot, God will not wire us to be like that. You can see a person breaking people's heart. When they break his heart, it pains him. God did not create us in that kind of way. So, to me, atheism is one of the highest level of self-deception. Now, there's a particular theory that's very wonderful. It's called the theory of the Big Bang. For you guys are too curious of knowledge, you will have heard about the Big Bang theory. So there is nothing like God. There was an explosion that happened. And when the explosion happened, I will still create a time to explain this Big Bang very well. And I will break it down for you. That Big Bang is talking about Jesus and explosion. But I don't have time for that. I will have given you proofs. I get to mean geological proofs. So, they said there was a bang, boom. And because of that, the earth was created. Rivers were created. Water was created. And all those were created. Before we knew it, birds, animals, trees, forests, shrubs, and lastly, human being was created out of the bank. This is how foolish can somebody be? And these people that are saying these are professors. So a bank. Now, they were not talking later about cell. Because human beings, these things have cell. They were not explaining. Then they gave the postulation of something they called the cell theory. And there are five main theories. But let me just take you one theory that's very important. They said, life, new emerging life, come from previously existing ones. You understand? Just like, I have cell inside me today because I got it from my parents. You understand? They too, they are alive because somebody gave them birth. Somebody gave birth to them. And that's how it will always be. Why? New life must come from previously existing one. So how foolish can it be that a bank can give birth to a human being? Bank, if it must give birth to anything, what will it give birth to? A bank. Do you understand? Following their own law. And we must understand the fact about the complexity of man. The complexity of everything God created. As a scientist, I'm able to find out some things that are very beautiful about science that leads the fact that there must be a God behind these wonderful acts. One of which is this. If peradventure you are trying to cut your, like I have a small sharp, I don't even know where I got the wound from, in this finger, at the side of it. And when I was taking my bit, I felt the pain, then I said, okay, there's a wound there. It's a very small wound, and it is. And some of us have gotten wound as young people, as elderly people, as we are growing. Whether we eat our leg, or whether something bruises us, whether it's a blade. And naturally, there are things that are what secreted in our body through the blood platelets, secreting things. The thrombokinase, they call it, we secrete prothrombin, and now we secrete thrombin, fibrinogen, and it secretes something called fibrin. And that fibrin will become a mesh that we heal our body itself. Like itself, without treatment. Except it's serious. That's why it doesn't heal itself. It's when it doesn't heal itself, you know, it's not a bigger problem. Naturally, body in itself. And Big Bang was so organized that he put all those structures. Do you know the structure it takes you before you can eat and excrete? The journey. It takes hours before you can get those perfect distance. Down from every, from your mouth down. It takes a lot of things to urinate. It takes a lot of process. You know, you just go to the toilet and say, I want to urinate. If one of those processes fails, you're in trouble. It takes you taking water, another level called ultrafiltration, which takes a lot of processes, selective reabsorption, secretion, before it has been passed out of our body. I can start telling you what, for me to be talking, for you to be hearing, it takes a lot of processes for you to hear. This thing you put on your skull that you are touching, calling your ear, it's not ear. As a scientist, we understand that. This is just called the pinna. It collects the sound waves, and put it inside for things that are working inside to now process, and you are hearing. And that is working in milliseconds. That's why when it fails, people become deaf. That you are seeing me now, there are a lot of things making you see me. There is realization, there are contractions of your lens happening. Your iris must be working, your cones and rods must be working, all those things must be working, every part of you must be working together. That is very stupid to say it is a bank that made it that organized. You're saying every other thing was very organized. There are diseases called, is that, it's not me, amnesia, yes, amnesia, that make you not smell. That we can feel pain physically in the body. When I discovered that some people have that disease, they cannot feel pain. You know that these things are very serious. Now, but we can be somewhere deceiving ourselves. And why do these people get there? We have almost 75% of the excuse they give is this. They pray one day with all their hearts. They pray with all their hearts. God, I believe in you. I believe you for my parents. Don't let this my father die. Don't let this my mother die. And they prayed. Don't let my younger sister die. They prayed, they went to church, they served, they did everything. And after that guy died, there's no God. That's what 75% of them will say. Why? One of the disservices they have done to the Christians. Do you know the greatest problem we have in the church today? The greatest problem we have in Christian faith, the greatest disservice we have done to Christian faith is not from demons, it's not from anybody. The main problems of the church, if you can solve that, we have good church, is the pastors. The pastors are the main problem of the church. They preach things so that people will just be happy. Like I was telling people today, faith is not just about answered prayers. Did you guys pray in the Garden of Gethsemane? What is the prayer about? Possibly that you should not die. Even that prayer of Jesus was not answered. So Jesus had no faith. Imagine, you say, God, there's nothing like God again. I don't know who taught them. As much as we get results, as we have our faith in the Lord, there's some things. So even crying out loud, these people that we are reading about faith, these people are reading about, almost all of them died terrible deaths. All the apostles, except one of them. They beheaded them, they crucified them upside down. Is that a decent way? And because of that, that's why we have weak Christianity. They come to church to dance, praising God, jotting, or doing anything, just because they believe at the end of it, if they pray to God, God will make them blow. Somehow they will have 1 million. Somehow they will have 10 million. Somehow money will drop in their accounts. That's possible in faith, and some of us have been getting that kind of testimonies. But what if you do not get it? Does that mean God does not exist? Or it does not exist? It's madness. I've told you about Sarcos Maximus, where they took the leaders of the church, and they said to the leaders of the church, see, my brothers and sisters, they cannot say that to them. I don't know what they will tell them that time. These people are preaching the gospel, and we have told them not to preach the gospel again, and they took them, they threw them into the lion's den, and before them, all the church members were looking at their eating their pastors. Life. God did not deliver them. We deliver them from this world. Did you hear what the three Hebrew boys said when they were before Nebuchadnezzar? That about throwing them into the fire. What did they say? He said, our God is able to what? Deliver us. That's not yet faith. That's faith in the Lord for deliverance. But he now said the other part that make it clear that they have a very strong loyalty to God. He said, and if he did not deliver us, we will not sit down. That's when you have faith. That's when your faith comes that, God, I will go for these things. I trust you. And if it goes, if not go the way, then you have a better plan. That's faith. But they have not taught the average believer that. That's why easily they can say there's no God again because they trusted, they believe in something and that did not work. Two people broke their hearts and they said, there's nothing like God. There's no marriage. Where is God when I'm going through this? Who told you to go and marry a boy that's pagan in the first place? Why did you like that kind of boy in the first place? People will not talk about the stupid mistake that they are making. They just put it on God. You see a guy that raped somebody, they gave it to the child. And the child will now say, if it's God, there's nothing like God. Why did they give it to me like that? See my condition. Are you so blind that it is the human beings that are irresponsible that are causing it? And God, if you can really follow God and His design, He will not help you. But because we help, it doesn't mean you will not go through some things. People are just looking for an escape. Their own faith of God is just an escape. It's not that they love Him, but they just want to escape from some trials. And that's a lie. They have taught them. Some of those pastors teaching them that they suffered some things in their journey. And this thing is a very powerful destruction on people's faith. Now after a while, you still see them. Now you see that almost all the secular artists we have today, they started from the church. They were keyboardists in the church. They were this. So people don't really believe in God. People don't really believe in God. You will know that when reality comes to them, the first thing they think about is not God, about what they can do in this world. When you're thinking like that, your faith is at the brink of, it's at a very terrible state. And they took these people, they threw them, and lions were eating them. Why did they do that before them? They did that so that these people will say, God forbid, I will not serve Jesus again if I would die. And they said, can you see what you have done to your leaders? If you dare talk about Jesus Christ again, that's what we'll do. And we'll start that today. And before they could look back, they saw something they have never seen before. They saw all this vast number of Christian followers running towards the lions then, jumping inside it themselves. Said they want to threaten us with lion. Better let him kill all of us now. Let us all of us die than to deny Jesus. We don't have those kind of Christians again. And they're talking about faith. Give me Hebrew. Book of Hebrew. Hebrew 11 verse 1. Hebrew 11 1. This is what people quote every time. Immature Christians. Now, so the grace is total of things hope for. The evidence of things not sin. So that's the only faith. This guy is not coming to church. He's a fornicator. He's not trying to change. You say, I'm changing small. Doing all kind of wicked things. But when you want to get money, you remember there's a place in the Bible called faith. Think about that what they have taught them. That's what they have taught them. Be as evil as you want. God is love. When you still call him for miracle, he's just a miracle dispenser because he's so threatened. You can threaten God. You dare not answer me, I will not believe in you again. So you believe in him because of you. Before you are ever created or thought about, it was God before then, when there was no man being. So because of you now, do you not think he will not be God again? He has killed everybody. He has emptied almost everybody on earth before and started over through the family of Noah. So just prove that he doesn't need man. He just loves man. But now, because of the love of God, man is not so arrogant that they doubt him. There cannot be God. So irritating. Give me 24 of this verse. Give me 24 of this same 11. Say by faith. By faith. By what? Moses, when he was come to years, when he was 40 years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. 25. Choosing rather to what? Why did he do that? It's by faith. That is all revelation of faith. Faith is not about just what you get. It's about your loyalty to God. That's the highest form of faith. The loyalty to God. So when you say, what faith are you in? That means, what are you loyal to? So somebody will say Christianity, somebody will say Buddhism. What faith do you trust? That's faith. It's not just this getting, believing things. Faith is higher than believing. For miracles. He said, his own faith, he proved. Do you know, what the average young man is praying for was, Moses had more than that. Do you know what it means? That you are living in the house of Pharaoh. Egypt was the, what they call America now? World power. Egypt was the world power of that time. Even our fathers, our Jacob, must travel to Egypt so that we not die of hunger. That everybody was coming to Egypt. And this man, now the privilege to leave poverty was going to the slaves. And he was now living as a rich man for 40 years. He's not a proud man. If he says, I will be a future king, he has a tendency of being the future Pharaoh. But how did he prove his own faith? Is this. By accepting what? To suffer. You see them. Do you know what I've gone through? Do you know what I've gone through? Better leave you. No one should condemn you. This you. I know. If it's a gigolo now, people should leave him. He knows why it's a gigolo. Do you know what he has gone through? He's not sleeping with people that can give birth to him for money. What have you gone through? I sat one guy down when I was in school. He was talking. You see what I've gone through? You see what I've gone through? What stupid thing have you gone through? I sat in the place, share the things you have gone through. And I was listening to him. He tell you how he got 40,000. It was not enough. I just his girlfriend. He spent it on his girlfriend. It was not even enough to buy new laptop for his girlfriend. Self. Cannot buy new laptop for his girlfriend. His father was suffering at home. His father, life is not fair. He not believe there's God again. See the idiots. Thinking about buying new laptop for your own girlfriend. Me, I've seen people that are suffering. I've gone to villages where people are really suffering. Like I was telling some people, it's good sometimes that we take some of you there and throw you there. Just live there for a month. They are here, they are wearing good clothes. You see, there's no God and they are suffering. This one don't even think about God. I saw what those children are eating. You cannot put that inside your body, you cannot drink. You cannot think of pouring that water inside your own body. There's nothing like clean water there. They will go, really, somebody may be excreting at the other side and they eat their fresh water here drinking. Some of them just put their mouth there. There's no cup. Do you know what? They are always thanking God for life. They are always happy, trusting God and thanking God. It's a state of mind. You just choose to have a bad mind. Now I believe there's no God. What have you gone through? You have been suffering. What suffering have you gone through? Go ahead. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than riches and treasure of Egypt. This guy, Jesus Christ, has not come, but he was able to pass. You mean where he said people are sawn into two for their faith and they did not deny. He said they were stoned. They were what? Sawn asunder. That means they used salt to saw them for their faith. That's what they call faith. Now I'm not saying you should be looking for evil things for you to die. I'm not looking for that. I'm not saying that. But when something happened to you, do you understand? Can God bring you out of that? 100%. You trust him to bring you out of that. There's no good Christian you see sometimes. I get it. The ones that are not born into rich families like that. There's no one of them that not go through things. We have suffered that there's no food. We have gone through the endurance. But that doesn't mean at that point you say there's no God. Just see, trust him. That's this purity of your faith. They were caught into two. I saw one video when I was in school. I was in 200 level then. And it was very troubling. They took that man. They crucified him. They now put fire under him again. And they gave it to only one child. They have killed the wife, I think. They now put the child in front of him. So that the child will see that in my life, I will not be like this. I told you how they killed the man that turned Bible into English. I showed you here. Tied his neck. Burnt him. They died. They are not thinking of buying cars. Is buying cars bad? No. God wants us to have more distance. But not having it with a mentality, God, if God not give you, then God is not good. It's the problem of many Christians is not that they are in lack. And that is pastors that still cause this thing, I'm still saying it. The problem is that they are not contented. Let God provide this guy that so-called car. He will start feeling sorry that God is not good to him when he sees his neighbor bought jet. That is his next. He did not see it. Because some of them, where they are now, they were wishing one day that they would become where they are now. And now they do not believe in God again. Because of stupid reasons. Praise the living Jesus. I know you have heard about Pielton. Pielton came from abroad, where people are running to. That he said God told him to come to Nigeria and help Nigeria. Pielton saw Archbishop Benson Daosa. He said, this guy, there's a fire of God upon him. There's grace of God upon him. But he's not yet trained. He took him and sent him abroad. That when he comes back, he'll be able to do something. He saw a man, a calling evangelist. He said, let him talk to them about God. That's the person that we are celebrating. Apostle Joshua Ayobabalola. He saw him. And he poured his life onto them. And he said, I'm not going back to my country. I am not a Nigerian. Isn't it fair? I'm not in Nigeria. I am a Nigerian. My daughter, he came with a 4-year-old girl. My wife and myself, we are Nigerians. And nobody gave him salary till he died. He trusted God. How will a white man leave the pleasure of that place and come here as a missionary? I'm hungry. He has died. The wife has died. The daughter herself just died, I think. At old age, they live here. That's the mentality of their own head. They are not looking about a getting mentality. But it is more blessed to what? To give than to receive. The people in your family that will trouble you the most, that I always complain the most about people are not giving them, they don't give. They don't give. I know somebody like that. Always saying there's no effort. This one will send 50,000. This one will send 100,000. This one will send this thing. There's no effort. When she got 400,000, nobody heard. After that, she's still saying that there's nonsense. That's anybody like that that's complaining there's no God. Because he's an ingrate or because he's not contented, we always have the reason to always say there's no God. So you just imagine. He said, God is not, if God is powerful, why didn't he kill that guy? That guy that said, kill me. I don't know what people think God is. So God will not be responding because of that kid. Do you understand? Imagine some of us are insulting God when we are not born again. Imagine God has killed us. God is long suffering. So because of him, God will kill other innocent people that believe in him in the play to prove a point. That's how some people think God is. Okay, I will kill you. So how will God now feel after? Yes, I have proven. So what did he prove? God doesn't prove to man. Why will he need to do that? And that's the problem of many people living fake life. What to prove to people that you're also good? If you have done geography, they will say, the geographist said, the earth is spherical in shape. Long time ago, Bible said it. He said, God sits here on the circle of the earth. It has been since Bible days. talking about thunder, talking about power, talking about those things that they are just discovering. Another set of people said, we actually we came from gorillas. Just to prove that there is no God, they said it was gorilla that evolved and became we. Do you understand? It was gorillas that evolved and now one day became more modified, became human beings. That's why what the evolutionists, professors, that's what they believe in. Let me ask a question. I don't know whether you know that. For people that have done, you know, evolution in basic biology, you know that there are some species of animals that are not on Earth today again. But they are still alive, but in another species, like, they are not the way they really look like before. If we evolve from them, should we still have gorillas? Since they are the one that, you understand? We should not have gorillas again. They should be human beings. And somebody should have given birth to gorilla because mistakenly once in a while we'd be hearing those guys testimony. And this will be once in a while they'd be giving birth to human beings. People can go all the way to just prove there's no God. You know what that is very funny? Is that some of these men, this professor show and other, they actually believe there's God with all their hearts than you, sir. Some of them are just sworn allegiance to the devil that they cannot say no to him again. They know they have enjoyed God's mercy and God, that's why their scope is full. And do you know one thing that I love about faith? Faith is so beautiful. Faith is an equalizer. Equalizer. Do you know why I say faith is an equalizer? Why is it beautiful? Faith can make, faith is what to make a poor person, the poorest of the poor, the richest person in the world, and the poorest person have the same right to faith. Do you understand? This one can believe in God for salvation, this one can believe in God for salvation. Without class. And that's one class we must not bring to church. Faith, death, life, I get to me. I call it that. It's everybody that dies, if we let them put that person, we bury the person with 1 billion. Or that person, they just put only sand on him. They are gone. So, I want to see the sense, the sensibility of what you think about. There are three roads, and you are going somewhere important. And one place you saw Brother Mo is there. Brother who? Mo is in one side. Buddha is in one side. And the other side, somebody is there. And you are looking for the road. And when you go to Brother Mo's side, he's dead. You understand? Dead, dead. The Buddha, the guy too is dead there. Because you want to ask them, where should I pass to this place? And you saw the other person. Said, it was written there, I am he that have died, but now he's alive. And you saw him alive talking to you. This one is dead. This one is dead. This one is alive. Won't you be foolish? Eh? If it's the dead people you follow. Won't you be foolish? To even make it more stupid. This one in its own sacred book. Talk about that one. Talk about him as light. This one too said, if you want to have freedom, you must know light. It's light. Pointing towards light, if you can get light. And one of them said what? I am the light. All of them are saying, none of them agreed that they are light. But they said light is the important thing. And the one person said, I am that person. They are pointing at him, it will be foolish for you. Why are they always persecuting the faith? of Christians. Why? I know you have not heard where some groups came together. They said they want to kill some other Israeli Christians. Why? Because there is something about the purity of the faith released to us. And the more they kill them, the more the gospel is traveling. Even nature can tell us there is God. My younger brother, the doctor, was telling me about a case that this guy has. He said he's a close friend to him, and said this guy said there's no God, and at every argument he will be insulting God. He went to his house one morning for something around 6:30, and they saw him praying and doing morning devotion, reading his Bible. And do no money from praying. God forgive me for anything I'm saying outside that place. I don't know why. I want to stop you, but I cannot stop it again. But I believe in you with all my heart. Just arrogance. You know, we're in a society that the society is possessed. Then now I don't have any respect at all for many youths outside. Why? Most of them don't know anything. But they are proud. You will have helped them. He doesn't have a skill. The man is getting close to 30 something, 40 something. He doesn't have a skill. He still wants to be sagging. And the girls, that's why they kill some of them. That's what they like. So you have time for that. His responsibility is not in the society again. What we honor is the more terrible you are, the more you are celebrated. You see a guy that's brilliant, read all night, and finish with 4.8, 4.9 in university. They will give him 20,000 and take pictures with him. And somebody will be doing BB Niger, and they will give that person houses or hundreds of millions. It's a terrible country. Look at all this, your governors and presidents. They were once cultists, terrible people. Thieves, and they are still thieves. How do you think something? So yeah, I just know this country will be good. I know. I know that you don't know what you are talking about. You are not saying this country will not be good though. But if that you are waiting for that time, you will need to suffer for very long until you understand that I must get reality. God must give me a definition of what I should do. And God must start blessing it. The more you bless God, the better the security you have. And that's why life will make you not believe in him, so that devil can deal with you. I've seen people die on hard work. It was they died while working in boots. See, with all the hard work, nothing to show for it. Better let God help you. Better let help come to you. Help. God is so. I don't want to say so blessed with that. He's the one that blesses us. That's who he is. Praise the living Jesus. Talk about the case. Truly, I've seen people that they were truly born like that. And what we see in our society is a picture of parents that have failed. And we have more parents that have failed than the ones that have not in our society. Just a pinch did what they should do as parents. The generation that people will work hard to send their children to school, work hard to provide them food, clothes, but they don't go that extra mile to make sure that they are good children. When the society is corrupt, you now send them to school, it's still not to just make him an educated sinner. And that has done so much harm. Look at education. Education has done more harm than good. Before, the man will go and work, go to school, or get anything. The wife will take care of the children. Because of that, that's why they could produce better children. Abi? So the woman is at home, giving them, beating them if they do anything, God, giving them love. That's why you see them. Many generations will be saying, my mother. But that woman, with all the work, She's not saying that she's doing anything special. She believes it's her role. And when the other one comes back, on the knees, you see another man. But the woman now is a prof. The woman is a prof now. And the man is not a prof. The man better have never go to school. Why would they say we have seen feminism? See the girl to say, you never respect me, I'm a girl. I'm talking to you, I'm never happy. I'm talking to you, I'm never happy. I'm even touching this one, it's not happy. How did they get to that point? And some of you are saying, no verse now, no verse. My presence, with girls, bully any girl. My presence, no, I don't need to beat any girl to knock their head. Just my own presence, bully any girl that is irresponsible and is proud. It's not possible. It's because you don't have any substance, you don't have value. That's why some of them can still thrive in their pride when they don't have anything. You don't have anything, you just have wig that you are still paying for. You still, for 4 months, you need to pay for the wig. And you need boys to pay for you. You don't have data, you don't have anything. Your phone, everything from up to down doesn't belong to you. And you are happy that you are talking to a boy and that boy is seen as a privilege. Broken homes is a proof that many men don't have sense. They showed them all who they are, but they are too fine for them to live. Too fine. They showed them that I will be a useless person, I will cheat, it's obvious. They could see all the traces, but yeah, they will continue. They see that the boy is a bomb, is a complete. When a lady marries a pimp, what do you expect? A guy that carries a book, dashes girls to boys, and it is. That is business. This is right. This generation needs to be very, very careful. I was sharing something. A man gave a testimony not too long. He said he knows that he can die anytime. That's why he's giving this testimony. I want to listen to the testimony. Real life. It's not him. He said he likes to pretend that he's sick. So you go to churches, you say, no, people like to pity him. You say, I am sick. They will give him money. They start saying that he's getting money. They will start saying, he has asthma. And we faint in the church, doing like he has asthma. People start giving him money. They said, this thing is working. Then he came out one day to a church and said, praise the Lord. I just want to give testimony that there's love in this church. Since he discovered that he has HIV, he did not have anything. And was getting money. He was going from church to church. If they catch him, he would go to another place. Was living like that, living a big life. You cannot underestimate the importance of diligence. When you are working, you don't have time for all those ones. He continued like that. So because the money was getting it so easily, people are pitying him. And people like to pity people in the church. He will go straight to the brothel, prostitute's house. Now there's money now. You go there, and you go and meet women. Girls there. He said from 11 years to 70 something years, they are all there. Sometimes we sleep with 70 something years old people. As a 20 something years old boy, we sleep with 11 years, children, like that, children. And now we are in problem of in this generation. You will see the children we are 11. They are already 11, 12. When you ask them their age, they will say they are 18 because they look like that. What unto that man that doesn't have self-control in this generation? You end in bars. Because everybody wants to be older than their age. No boys ever want to come out that they are 24. They will not say, I don't want to talk about my age. What's your problem? When you die, they will put your age in your obituary. They will put your age there. I've seen men that even when they die, they told their children, they must die next week. At 20 years old. I've seen somebody in our family like that. He put 75, died 75. Depends on whether it's just 50 something. What's this mad rush for the young? If the young girl won, I was talking to a girl one day. The girl was, at that time, was 14. But he said he had to tell people that she's 20. And she looks like 20. So this guy was sleeping with all of them. He said every day. And he needs to just pay 500 for the room. It's not a room like that, it's a box. Small place like that, just having a second student bed on the floor. They're all outside displaying, so the one you choose, you just go inside with them. You pay for 500 naira for the room and give them 700 naira. They will offer their body to her, to him. and sometimes just say, we want to do other things. That one just need to give them 200 naira extra, or to give them more. Then it's free. So he continue enjoying that. It's a good life. Why? It's not working for money. It's getting money easily. That's why you cannot remove immorality from a Yahoo boy. It's not. Why? It's actually a girl in the first place. The Yahoo is seeing a girl. So he must act like a girl. That's another psychological way of them becoming a gay. What will I call it? They think they are hurting the man. You will hurt the man, it will pay the man. He can even die of stroke, cause you, he should die. But you are doing something to yourself. It will be hard to adjust. But in school, there are some guys that cannot do without again. They are used to it. So this guy continued. He went to Abuja, then he had more access to girls. And now people are doing more good. You know, these ones are rich church is there. Go to House on the Rock. You know, those people, they are the ones they are hosting experience. Go to some branches there. They go, guys, say sometime we finish service, they will give him 50K. Some will get it. They got him a house. Giving him money. How are you doing that? Telling people he has HIV. Telling people he has this. Telling people that his mother has died. To call the long story short, he did not believe there's God, did not believe that why he could even do church. The mother died and he had the HIV. When he was sharing this testimony, he was sharing it as on, he's now having HIV. In fact, when he's now saying he has HIV, now people never still believe this, whether he's lying again. He's now saying that he was seeing signs that were there. So he wants to. Do you know what? This is where I want to go. This is the cashy place I want to go. He now asked him that now that you have that you, since when you discover your HIV, it's now around 7 years that you have HIV now. Are you still sleeping with people? He said he just stopped that year. He just gave his life to Christ. For 6 years, he was sleeping with girls with HIV. And then, how many girls can you count that have slept with? He said, I should not lie, since it is so easy for him every day. Around that year, says people have slept with more than 1,000 girls. There are plenty girls in these streets, on your distance, are getting me, that are very fine, are you getting me, that are having these diseases. You will not know, you enjoy yourself, you tell a guy, I handle them, you're a big girl, that's a bad guy. But we know the person that's bad, that's a bad guy later, whether it's you or that girl. Since that one, she did not have hope of life again, she's frustrated. When she's not HIV, she believes there's no God. Now that she's not, she'll be more wicked. How many boys and girls that know? And they will tell you to be true, to be a good Christian, so that you'll not be in the midst of the wrong people. They still go to bars, they still do all kind of things, you still miss them. All those things, how do people get there? Look at the issue of morality. The issue of morality. People say, morality is just for us not to enjoy ourselves. And one day I sat down, because I'm a person that I like to think for people, so that I'll be able to bring teachings that will really help. What is the morality that? Goats. When goats see a female goat, it can even be the mother. It will sleep with them. Every animal. Why? Because why? It feels like, so if God allowed these animals, because of their hormones, to express themselves sexually, why would God not allow man? Just a thought. Man, somebody can just sit and just think like that. Can you say this is bad? Number one, I did not rape this girl. It was consensual. So you can see that, how will I not cope? You can explain it and think about it with life and energy. Now, the animals that have shame, the animals that know have shame. That's why if they call you a goat, you are angry. If they call a girl a dog, I've seen a girl, she has been in this church one day. I've seen her post. I was still calling her that day, that particular day. To say, let me just encourage this girl and follow her, just talk to her, encourage her. I just went to her status. Let me see her before I even call her. I said I'll call her in the evening. I just saw it. My best bitch, talking about her own bitch, and talking about herself as a bitch. This is what you dare. People insult people, calling them dogs. Those days. But now people accept to be a bitch, a female dog. And some boy said, I'm a strong man, it's a stud. Names are taboos. Bible said they send some people away from Israel because they are what? They are dogs. They are temple prostitutes. They send them out. Banish them from the land. Now, that's what this generation now wants. Dogs and bitches. How did they get there? You cannot remove God from a society. And it was Oland. Oland. What is this full meaning of Oland? There's a name. Oland. Eh? Netherlands. Thank you. Netherlands was the first country that declared that a man can decide to be a gay. Leave people, let them live their life. In 19 words, I've forgotten that particular year, that he declared, Netherlands is where the first said you can be who you are. Holland. Then after a while, people are accepting. See the number everywhere now of nations. More than, I can't know, many nations have accepted, even up to 100. And they are pushing it down to this place. Even as peers, we think we are in Africa, we have plenty of them. How did he get here? Since the parents don't even serve God, they will see their children living in a corrupt, not to concern them. You read their book and go to school. What of these people that are now born like that? They want to serve God. They don't want to be corrupt. They don't want to be corrupt, but they are now gays. Yeah, this is how. And they were born like that. They are developing feelings for men. Yes, they are developing feeling for women. Some people say it's not their fault. They just like animals. This is the question. I don't even want to give you verses for that. But in the book of Romans 1, if they give birth to a child, listen to me. This will answer the question. If you give birth to a child, God forbid you not give birth to that kind of child. But if somebody give birth to that kind of child, a child, and that child, when it was born, the child had growth at the back of his head. As they gave it to him. And they discovered the guy had a respiratory problem. Respiratory problem. Can you hear me now? They gave it to that newborn baby. He has a respiratory problem and he has growth in the head. Will you say that's how liver him? That's how he is. What do we do? Why? It is not normal. So, for the fact that the guy, he knows that it is not his fault. It's natural. He needs help. Don't now say everybody should be having growth on their head. That if you think you have growth in your head, it's okay, that's how, you must love you for that. And because he has growth in his head now rationalize it. No. It does have sense in how you judge people. So when people come to you like that, have be so sensible. You need to be so smart in this generation because they want to outsmart with their own words. People need to be so balanced that they are throwing their question. You can throw your answer. I don't know if I cannot answer that, but I don't know it's not good. When you're talking to them like that, they will not change. They will not change. Did God empty the whole world before because of these people? Is it the same God yesterday? Is it the same God today? He has changed. He now likes it. Because he's expressing love doesn't mean we'll not still wipe them away. If we wipe them away. It's not Christian gay. God loves them with all our life, his life, and we must love them. But God said they deserve death, if they are worthy of that kind of life. That's the eternal death. So when you see a person like that, better be praying for that person. God did not recognize them as human beings. Men and women were created. God created men and women. God did not create you to be two in one or three in one. You take care of men, sleep with them, you take care of women, your own kind. You also take care of animals. Did you see the video I showed you that I showed, came to show you in the room of one person that said he's going on a date with a particular, what is that? Do you remember? With a plant. They are going on a date. They are not engaged. And she's so serious. He carried the, anyway, she's going to on the bike, as you see, you carry the plant, do you understand? Something like, they are using to decorate the church. He's the boyfriend. So, carry her. So she was angry. She was coming home with so much anger, her face angered. Why was she angry? She went to meet the therapist, the relationship coach, that is stoned to death. I just imagine that she would be sitting somewhere and someone to come and meet me, that please, he has counsel, that he and his dog, they are having issues in their relationship. What advice do you think I should give to you that to wipe your head with a remote cord? The therapist, tell you. That video is the most insulting video that I've seen. The therapist was advising them. What they have, he said, he noticed that the plant, she noticed that the plant is cheating on her. Sitting on her with all the love he's showing to the plant. How? How is this sitting? This is how it started. The, you know, pollen grain now. You know, if you know plants, there's something called, there's male, there's female plant. So the male can put pollen grain. So he saw plenty pollen. He saw him pulling the pollen grains on him. And I said, that means he's lusting after another tree. Is she not enough? No, when we see this, we should be like, just like, we have problem. And these are the same celebrities that our young ones love. What is this boy? Is he Linus S? What do you call him? People like him. You like all these guys? We have a member in the church that she was crying when, is this 69? What do you call, it's not 69. This one died. You do not cry when your uncle died. You be praying for them to have a good life. And that's why these celebrities are so arrogant. They don't see any reason to change. When they come to church, that is supposed to be telling them the truth to change, they will put them in the front because they know they will collect money from them. And they will take the money. I just want to thank God. You know, I love God. Don't be carried away with what I think or how I live. I still have fear of God in my heart. And people say, yes, this guy. I remember there's a pastor that said, see, Nanjazi is here today. He's a good Christian. Come and lead us in prayer and worship. And he gave a mic to one of his boys. They were leading prayer and worship. What joke? He said, Christian leadership, you're not invited to meaning to come and talk to people. A university has invited Bob Risky before. University to come and talk to people. What are you saying? And this generation, as far as you have money, forget. No sanity. Sometimes I'm just tired. I wish for Maranatha than any other person. God come and just with you. It is sometimes hard to cope with some reasoning of some thinking of some people. And the more you tell them, the more they don't want to hear. Why? Let the righteous continue to be what? Righteous. Let the unrighteous continue to be unrighteous. We will know the person as a fool. Later. And we are very close to those days. Praise the living Jesus. Well, let me answer three questions. Some of those questions. And I've answered some of them. Let me just read some again. why do good people suffer and bad people they enjoy sometimes? Well, if you have seen the society, you will have seen good people that are enjoying too. Have you? You will have also seen bad people that are suffering too. Choose to be part of those ones. That will be a good person that will enjoy. You cannot just be praying to God and say, I'm serving God. You say, Christian, I'm serving God. See those people, don't let them mock me. See them, they are doing fine. What are you doing? You say a person, it doesn't have wisdom. All the people God sent to the person, he has sent them away. The bad character. Wisdom for business, you do not want to know. Do you think Abraham, Jacob, Isaac did not have wisdom for business? Isaac was sowing. Jacob, what was he doing? Jacob was an expert in breeding. You don't know how to do anything. Just want money to just jump inside your home. Just say, God, do it. See? Praise God! I was in my home and 10 million came. I just saw it at the corner of my kitchen. The unbelievers, because they don't fear God, so they know that they must work more. So you don't want to be praying, you don't want to work. And I'm saying, why do good people suffer? You are not ready. Apostle Paul will preach. After preaching, go and work. Some, like Apostle Peter, God said he should not work. But they were diligent in their gospel, and by that God was feeding them. Don't be unwise and be saying God is not good. And you don't understand spiritual, you don't come to church, you are saying you are suffering. Just because you are good doesn't mean they would not want to destroy your life. That's why I want to destroy it. Now you must be closer to God. What about the Catholic? About King James and other people that they may have corrupt lifestyle and they are the one that gave us Bible. Why should we trust it? You see, all things work together for good. That's Romans 8:28. For them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. Imagine that they don't bring the gospel to us. We will be somewhere worshipping Ogun, Shango and all these dead gods that we created ourselves and we are worshipping out of our own folly. All of us will have gone to hell. The Bible said they are worshipping the creation, not out of creation. So they are deserving of death. These are the people that have access to the Bible that time. In fact, in those days, you cannot have Bible. It's only the priests that will have the Bible. Because of that, they will not read to people what is not in the Bible, so that they get their money. That the Bible said, people want to hear the word. The Bible said, you should give, you can say, John 3:16 said, give money to the priest if you will enter now. People will not know, they will come and give. That's why the Catholic were very rich those days. And they are so powerful that they usually kill people. If you go against Catholicism, they will kill you. Right in the church, people will kill you. And they are the one that have the Bible. So some people will sneak, get the Bible and start typing it in English. They caught them. But they have already released the New Testament. They caught that man. They killed him. Then some people will continue doing it. Till he reached King James. Then I said, okay, from he now started producing the Bible. Not a good man. But he's the one that have access to the Bible. Can good things be in the hand? Sometimes our blessings is sitting in the hand of bad people. Does that mean we should not collect it again? So God will move them to still release it to you. Somehow. There's a man called King Cyrus, not a Jew. See, God moved him to build the temple. So don't be in your thinking, not be shallow in your thinking. There's some blessings that happen to you that is written, your name is written on it. That belongs. That is in the hand of somebody. As we pray, God really listen. It's not that you now collect it. Okay, see a person now that a thief came to rob, took all his millions away. You listen, I know a thief has touched my money. I don't want that kind of money again. And you go to bank and withdraw in your ATM. Who do you know deposited the money? Let us be wise. What about afterlife? Let me talk about two people. We have the Pharisees and we have the Sadducees. The Pharisees believe that there is life after death. The Sadducees believe that there's nothing like that. That let us do good in this world. Let us do good. But anything we do here ends here. And we have some people that preach that message. They call themselves witnesses. That anything we do ends here. There's nothing like life after that. We just end. We just sleep. And just pass out like that. From realities of life, we can know that some things are just out of folly. Have you ever heard about something called déjà vu? Déjà vu. You get somewhere, it has happened, just travel to a place for the first time, and just see people running, or see a building, you feel like I've seen this thing before. So just point at our spirit man, that there's something beyond this case. That's why we dream. Our body is shut down, but we still have we are another realm that's so real. That should point something at you. And people have had body experiences. No, today, because we are talking about something educative, I don't want to bring spiritual things inside it. So that it not be like we are talking about visions or something like that. Just like, there's a particular girl that I know. When I was very early in faith, the father beat her till she fainted. And she said she was passing away. And somebody appeared to her and said she should go back to her body. To go back to her body. And she came back to life. If that can happen, and they will tell you, there are people that have out of body experiences. Plenty of people. And that's why we must be very careful. There is nobody like the Israelites. There is nobody like those Israelites. There were many of them who go to hell. Many of them go to hell. Do you know what it means? That a deep water is down like this. You are here. Soldiers are coming at the back to kill you. You are here in the front. And before you know it, somebody pointed over the place and divided it. And you saw this, you saw a whale, shark, crocodile. They moved to one side. Some moved to another side. They became pens. You didn't that, like a man of God said it, that's a miracle, Abi. But it takes greater faith to walk through it. Because you've not walked through the rest in a day. You know, you not read that in the Bible. You take days to walk out. And as you are walking out, it, you see it, that as you are in the middle, it is closing from the back. Because the Pharaoh is killing those ones. It's closing and it's killing those ones. And you saw that you reached the end. And you saw food coming directly from heaven. You saw rock giving water by words. That made me know miracles are not enough to tell a person that will be destroyed, not to be destroyed. The person that will be destroyed will be destroyed. No matter the miracle. These same people still say that they did not believe in God with what they saw. God can be so good to you, good to you, good to what is wrong with these cities. Good to them to just get their attention. Still, man is so stubborn. Like I told you, you may not like it, but thank God I'm talking about it in Nigeria. It's just a painful thing that Nigerians do like to be doing like white people. It's always, it doesn't pay me, it's just always funny to me. It's just very funny to me. When I see you want to be the wife said, you must open door for me. You must open door. You must kneel down for me. And give me a ring. You want to be doing like white people. It may not fit them. Not fit Nigerians. Imagine I'm kneeling down for one person. If I do that, I want to drop the leg before them. Just to understand, it's not me. It's actually that me and hand for me. I'm not your age mate in the first place. It's the love that carry us to that place. That's actually me. I had a dog that was caring for two, like, you see, Americans, they take care of a dog. You see, no matter what the dog will do, they say, Johnny, this one, call you Carry. What is wrong with this dog? Tormenting, before we say one, two, he has jumped the fence out. This dog is not getting rebellious. He used to be humble. When you continue, if you come back one time, you travel, you went out, run out. My calling is not answer again. Look at us. Here I'm gone. Then they cut his leg, bleeding. I was going to walk at the father that time. We saw blood everywhere. People are shouting, "What happened? Let's see this dog." Another person is now sleep like he's humble. Then it will be walking like this. Then they open the gate. Nothing was wrong with the Lego. It was working majestically. When I at least I'm still the one in control. And God blessed me. I was able to have Shane. So I shamed it. And early in the morning, I took it to a man. I collected the money. Eh? That's awesome. And it has gone to hell now. Where the hell fire where devil puts animals. I'm not joking, there's nothing like that. But that is to say, if it's God that is in, you cannot be stubborn with when I made you. Can't be stubborn, and that's exactly what people want. Can't be stubborn. And you was the one that asked me about authority. Don't let your experience in your life now say you don't like, you hate God. Come to the church of God where you can get love. Ask questions about God. Let people pray with you. Let people help you. That's a better way of advancing life. The good people God put in your life, talk to them. Let them be humble. You don't know this. Let them teach you. Have a better life. Know that my life is better than last year. Every day is better. What I don't know, I'm asking questions. Don't just have assumptions. There's no God. I hate him. I went to Lautech. I graduated from Lautech. And there's a day called Lautech Dark Day. I've said it here. We had three boys announced the day before that tomorrow they will die. They said, what kind of nonsense is that? They were so sad. They'll be working. They are the big boys in school board. And now that they will die. We were like, one of them is the only child and came from a rich family. The only child and someone that they're not from a rich, they're not poor, but they're not rich. Well, every man is rich, it depends on them. If you don't first know you are rich, you cannot be rich. There are treasures everywhere. And once you see the treasure, what you have, you can't be, I have that riches. Stop pursuing the tail. Your tail, stop pursuing it. It's like, it's, what you have, you have. What you don't have, you don't have. See, they died a terrible death. They spread cloth on the floor. I started throwing them inside the place to carry them away. Young boys. One bought G-Wagon. Packed it in the market. Packed it in the market. Some other students are not here. They have gone to school. I will have told them that area. Packed it. Broad daylight. Came down from the car. People thought he wanted to bully other people again. And he went to the bonnet. Use his head to break. It was, I don't understand. Broke his own head with his own car. Broad daylight. Let me ask you a question. I got some opportunities to be, possibly I will have a very rich show. I had some opportunity to do some things like that, do some things. I got, just as a fresh graduate of NYSC, I got a job that people are praying for, with opportunity that I will have free accommodation. I left that, I left many things. Other things I'm doing, God, I will stop them. I will not be getting money. God will not be making my life easy. Do you think somebody will dupe me and not run mad and not die? That's why I live there to pray for people that are into one or two things that are not good, that God should just help them. You will not meet the bad person. You know, people always say they are collecting their money from the white people that Nigerian dupe, they dupe Nigeria. Go ask your grandfathers, very well, this New York. Your kings that duped you. It's not those people. And if they have also duped you, what they have given you back is more than what they collected from you. Go and break it down. Because you'll be used to duping people. It will not be a problem of white people. You start duping your own people. And the end doesn't end well. any life outside God doesn't end there. Don't be afraid of coming back to God. Whether you think you are corrupt, you are dirty, better come. If you are dirty and you believe God cannot help you, who will not help you? The devil. That is the only option we have. You must be able to come back and have a very good life. So there are theories you are going to find in life. There are things that will happen. I remember the other day, I was in school and I was about to have service. And rain started to fall. And people are insulting me that should be a pastor. If the rain is falling now, why can't I stop praying? And I said, God. I went to the tree, a cashew tree plantation there. I went to pray. God, don't shame me. This rain must stop. And I said, God, this rain must stop in Jesus' name. Not long prayer, more than 3 minutes. And when the rain stopped like that, and the weather was clear. I said, wow, pastor, is this? And then another day, I was coming to Pastor Eben. It's not here. Rain was falling. And that day, we are coming from prayer. This one is not prayer. I'm coming from my room out. So I'm coming from prayer. Came out. And rain started falling. Stayed there. Stayed there. I was praying. So what now? Praying. The rain beat us. It almost, if we can kill somebody, we'll have killed us that day. That's how you phone God's point. Eh? The man of God. We are now contributing money to do his phone. Me myself. The way I was drying clothes. Another, we have prayed at other times. Have God answered? They say, God, you are not consistent. You are not consistent. God, you are not consistent. You are a bad man. You are a bad man. How many people did you shout? Did you reject him when he blessed you, when he answered your prayer? That is the same thing we see in relationship today. When things are good, people like their husband, their fiancé. Because God sometimes makes us understand that life is beyond getting what we want. If you don't understand that with God, you cannot understand with man. You cannot endure some things, some inconveniences. I pray for you. God will make your faith genuine in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say the last part. God defines everything. The medicine world, the medical world today, you see the logo of their practice is the serpent. The brazen serpent. That's the logo of their practice. You see a snake. You see a snake. That's what they believe. Why? It was seen in the Bible. Book of Numbers. Like, Moses should lift up a brazen serpent. That if you can look up to that serpent, they will not die. Evil medicine. No matter how ungodly some of them are that say there's no God, they are still taken from that. The medical, the legal world, the lawyers. If you have read about wisdom, you'll be talking about wisdom as she, have you? Like it's a woman in the Bible, probably. If you see any law court, you see the justice, the woman having the justice, you see it's like a woman. Justice, explain justice. And listen. It's a balance of what? Justice, mercy, and judgment. Which you see these elements in the Bible. Justice system of God, the legal system of God, the judgment, the courtyard, and judgment seat of the Lord. Civil engineering. It should be able to be afraid that a big bank cannot do that. Water be under us, and water was above us. Now you see that if people are traveling, it's colder sometimes, closer to water. Down is water. And God did it. Nothing fell out. If God is capable, I don't know how to explain it. Didn't natural disasters. Okay, imagine, some people say there's nothing like a fire. Have you heard in some nations that fire will come from down, up? I've not heard about that. They call it volcanic eruption. and fire coming down and destroying a lot of places. This should be a pointer to things. Do you understand? The Bible said hell is down, right? And you still say there's no hell. How much does it take to convince some people? And that's the last thing you try to do to some people. Don't convince them. Let them go there themselves. So, now it's true. Now it's true. I've gotten the information. Unfortunately, they cannot go again. Let's stay now. Because when you come as a tourist here, we keep you. Forget those people that say they went to hell. They are coming that I went to heaven, I died, I went to hell, now I'm back. Yeah, it's a lie. Don't be believing those stories, sir. Don't believe in those kind of stories. Let your faith be on the word. Don't let anybody deceive you. If you see any pastor that told you that you have a good future, and because of that good future, come and drop money, you're in the wrong place. They are devilish. They are demonic people. If you say, I can see blood over you. If you want protection, come and drop money. So God is protecting you with naira that no have value. Even naira is not good for us here in Nigeria. It's not that one where God is so greedy to collect. Who me? Put 1,000 for devil want to kill you. 1,000, I will not solve it. There's no amount expensive than the blood of Jesus. Don't let anybody deceive you about your faith. Bible said, do not let anybody spoil you. Spoiling you is not corrupting, it's what taking from you. I pray God will give you open eyes.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine His light in the world. Bye for now.